بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الظهار and النيعان. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وآله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم زدنا علما وحكمة وهدى، أسأل الله أن يوفقنا لما يحب ويرضى. اللهم صل على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، we'd like to welcome you to today's lesson on the fiqh of marriage. And we'll be continuing on the topic of the Zihar and Ni'an, which we, inshallah, will be reading the commentary of the book Bulugh al-Maram min Adillat al-Ahkam, which was given in Masjid al-Nabawi al-Sharif by the noble Shaykh Atiyah Muhammad Salim, rahimahullah. So let us go together to the first hadith, inshallah ta'ala. On the authority of Salama ibn Sakhr, he said that Ramadan began, and I was afraid that I would have relations with my wife, so I made zihar from her. Then she became uncovered in front of me one night, and so I had relations with her. And then the Prophet ﷺ told me, free a slave. I said, I don't own except my own neck. He said, fast 2 months continuously. I said, and has what has befallen me occurred except that because of fasting? Then he said, feed a basket of dates to 60 poor people. This hadith was narrated by Ahmed and the four. So here, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we begin, the author brings this hadith which was narrated by Salama ibn Sakhr. And in some texts it's mentioned that Salama, he was a person who had a lot of desire, a lot of the desire for relations with women. So this Sahabi, when Ramadan came, he was afraid that his desire would overwhelm him and that he would not be able to fast a month, or he would not be able to stop himself from the having the marital relationship before Fajr. So he decided to make zihar from his wife. That is, he would not approach his wife for the whole time, because he would call her like the back of his mother. And this this difference in the desire for relations is something that is noticed between men and women. Sometimes due to some illness, for example, some men or some women have no desire for relations. Maybe even once or twice a year, that's all they have relations. And other people, they have much more stronger desire. And this is something that in medicine it is addressed. So here this Sahabi, he mentions that he was afraid of ruining his fasting in Ramadan. So he told his wife, you are to me like the back of my mother. And however, he said that one night he became overwhelmed when he saw some of his wife when she was serving him, and his eyes fell upon part of her body, and then he could not control himself. So he fell upon her. And the Shaykh here, he gives a comment about how this should not really be the way that a husband has relations with his wife, that he just falls upon her, but rather there should be kindness and some type of playing ahead of time, foreplay, and as the hadith says, you should have sent a messenger. And this is the right of the wife, that the husband be kind prior to intimacy to prepare her for having the relationship. So here the Shaykh, he continues and he says, as in the hadith, he says, I did not expiate. I had the relations with her before I expiated from the zihar. So the Prophet ﷺ said, did you do that? He said, yes. Did you really do that? A second time, he said, yes. Did you really do that? For the third time, he said, I did. And I am before you to judge me as you like. The Prophet ﷺ, he told him, free a slave. The Sahabi, he put his hand on his neck and he said, this is the only raqaba, which in Arabic refers to a slave. This is the only neck that I own. Then the Prophet ﷺ advised him to fast 2 months. And he said, what has happened to me is due to the fasting. And then the Prophet ﷺ told him, feed 60 people And in this is the order that it comes in the ayah regarding the expiation of the har. And the man said, I don't have even a roof over my head. So then the Prophet ﷺ gave him a basket of food, and he told him, feed your people and keep the rest for your family. And this shows you the mercy of the Prophet ﷺ, وَبِنْ مُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. He was so merciful and compassionate to the believers. And this is similar to another narration where a man came to the Prophet ﷺ during the day in Ramadan, and he said, I am destroyed. And likewise the Prophet ﷺ gave him a basket of dates. And so here the reason for the Sahabi having to free a slave or fast 60 days or feed 64 people was because he broke to expiate for the words of the har, saying to his wife, you are like the back of my mother, because he broke his the har in the nighttime in Ramadan. But so it wasn't for breaking the fast of Ramadan, but it was an expiation for the dhihar, as Allah has said, وَالَّذِينَ يَعُودُونَ لِمَا قَالُوا فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. And Allah knows best. Let's go together to the next hadith, inshaAllah. This hadith is in a new chapter called Bab al-Ni'an, the chapter on the mutual cursing. And the hadith we have, the author brings a hadith by Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, who said that so-and-so asked by saying, O Messenger of Allah, do you see that if one of us finds his wife someone with his wife on his bed, what should he do? Again, سَأَلَ فُلَانَ فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَرَأَيْتَ أَنْ لَوْ وَجَدَ أَحَدُنَا إِمْرَأَتَهُ عَلَى فَاحِشَةٍ فَكَيْفَ يَصْنَعَ. Excuse me, the meaning of the hadith is that the man said, O Messenger of Allah, what do you say for a person who finds his wife doing in a fahisha, an obscenity, i.e. the zina? كَيْفَ يَصْنَعَ, what should he do? إِن تَكَلَّمَ تَكَلَّمَ بِأَمْرٍ عَظِيمٍ. If he speaks, he's speaking about a great affair, zina. وَإِن سَكَتَ سَكَتَ عَلَى مِثْلِ ذَلِكَ. And if he keeps quiet, he's keeping quiet about something equal to that. فَلَمْ يُجِبْهُ. The Prophet ﷺ did not respond to him. فَلَمَّا كَانَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ أَتَاهُ فَقَالَ. After a while, he came to the Prophet ﷺ, and he said, إِنَّ الَّذِي سَأَلْتُكَ عَنْهُ قَدْ ابْتُلِيتُ بِهِ. The man said, what I had asked you about, actually I have been tested by it. فَأَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ الْآيَاتِ فِي سُورَةِ النُّورِ. Allah sent down the verses in Surah An-Nur regarding this affair. فَتَلَاهُنَّ عَلَيْهِ وَوَعَزَهُ وَذَكَّرَهُ. So the Prophet ﷺ recited these verses to him and warned him and reminded him. وَأَخْبَرَهُ أَنَّ عَذَابَ الدُّنْيَا أَهْوَنُ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. And he told him the punishment of the dunya is lighter than the punishment of the akhirah. قَالَ لَا وَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ مَا كَذَبْتُ عَلَيْهَا. He said, no, by Allah, the one who sent you with the truth, I have not told a lie about her. ثُمَّ دَعَاهَا النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then the Prophet ﷺ called for his wife. فَوَعَذَهَا كَذَلِكَ. And he warned her as well when doing the li'an. قَالَتْ لَا وَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ إِنَّهُ لَكَذَبْتُ. The wife said, no, by the one who sent you with truth, he is the liar. فَبَدَأَ بِالرَّجُلِ فَشَهِدَ أَرْبَعَ شَهَادَاتٍ ثُمَّ ثَنَّى بِالْمَرْأَةِ ثُمَّ فَرَّقَ بَيْنَهُمَا. Then the Prophet ﷺ began with a man, and he made his four witnesses, and then likewise with a woman, and then the Prophet ﷺ separated the two people. Hadith is narrated by Imam Muslim. So here we have the chapter of the li'an, or the mutual cursing. And la'ana, li'an comes from the word la'ana, which means to be expelled from the mercy of Allah and being put away. And in the terminology, it is the result of a husband accusing his wife of zina, and he does not have any proof except himself, no witnesses except himself. So when he doesn't have witnesses, it is not possible, it's difficult for him to stay quiet. If he stays quiet about what he saw, this is a great hardship and a great difficulty to keep quiet about such a terrible thing that he saw, or such a great thing that he saw. And if he speaks without the four witnesses that are required, such as in this hadith, then he will be whipped for accusing a woman of adultery without witnesses. And she's a Muslim woman. And if he were to kill the zani, the one doing the zina with his wife, then he would be killed because he has not the witnesses to prove that the man had committed zina with his wife. And so this is a predicament. If he keeps quiet, he cannot keep quiet about such a terrible thing that he saw. And so in this narration we find that the Prophet ﷺ, he called the man, or when the man returned, after a while the Prophet ﷺ called him back and said, Allah has given you a way out. Allah revealed the ni'an, or the mutual cursing, which is something that we find took place in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, but it didn't, we cannot really find, the Shaykh says that he hasn't heard of this ever happening after the time of the Prophet ﷺ. And the first ni'an in Islam, it took place in this case of this hadith, where a man named Uwaymar, he asked somebody named Asim to ask the Prophet ﷺ, what should a man do if he finds a man with his wife? If he kills him, he will be killed. If he speaks, he will be whipped. And if he is quiet, it is a great affair. The Prophet ﷺ remained silent and did not answer for what happened. And he did not want to answer about something that did not happen. And this was something that Ibn Mas'ud would do. If he was asked about something, he would say, did it happen? If the questioner said no, he would say, leave it until it happens. This does not mean that it's prohibited to ask about things that might happen in the future, if one thinks that they may happen, but asking about fahisha, sexual depravity, the ear dislikes to hear these types of things. So Asim, he returned to Uwaymar, and he said, what did he say? He said he was quiet. Uwaymar, he said, I will not give up. He went to the Prophet ﷺ himself and he asked the Prophet ﷺ that this happened to me, and the Prophet ﷺ said, a verse has been revealed about the li'a, about your situation. وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ أَزْوَاجَهُمْ وَلَمْ يَأْتِي بِأَرْبَعَ شُهَدَاءَ. In Surah An-Nur, those who accuse their wives and they don't have, or they don't come with four witnesses, to the end of the ayah. The story here of Uwaymar was the cause of the revelation of this ayah. In some narrations, the Prophet ﷺ had at first told him, bring the evidence or you will have the had on your back, the punishment for accusing the wife. And then the man, he said, if someone finds a man on his wife, and he should go and bring four witnesses, the man will have finished his need and left. In another narration, Uwaymar, he returned from the farm that he was farming at night, and he found a man with his wife. He left and came to the Prophet ﷺ in the morning, and he mentioned his predicament. Now here the scholars, they say that the li'an can only take place between the husband and the wife. There's no li'an for a woman that a man is not married to. It is only from a man between the husband and the wife. And Abu Hanifa, he adds that it has to be between two Muslims that are adult and free. Other imams, such as Imam Malik, he said that it could be any two spouses, could be between a Muslim and a Zinni, a Muslim man and his Christian wife. It could be an upright husband and wife, or a fasiq. And it could be between free husband and wife or slave. And the reason for these differences amongst the ulama regarding who is entitled to carry out the li'an, as is mentioned by Ibn Rushd, is that, is the li'an considered an oath, or is it considered a witnessing? If it is an oath, then the oath is valid from any person, a free person, slave person, Muslim, non-Muslim. But if it is a witnessing, then the witnessing must be done by somebody who is adil, adala. So for example, a slave will not be able to carry out the li'an. Li'an is established in the Quran as well as in the Sunnah. And the reason for its legislation is because of the prohibition of accusing a believing woman of zina. And if a person is unable to bring four witnesses, he cannot accuse the woman openly. If he is able to bring the four eyewitnesses, then the woman is punished for zina. If she's a virgin, she will be given the punishment for a virgin woman. If she's married, she will be punished due to the punishment for a married woman, and he would be safe. If he did not bring the four witnesses again, she is safe and he will be punished. This is between two strangers. However, when it is a husband and a wife, then the rulings of li'an apply. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, he had mentioned in the hadith that, what if I found a man with my wife? Should I go and find witnesses? By Allah, I will strike with my sword between her two the two legs, meaning the man. He would strike him with his sword. The Prophet ﷺ said, are you amazed by Sa'd's ghira, his jealousy and vigilant care? He said, I have more ghira than him, and Allah has more ghira than me. That is the protective jealousy for his maharam. Now, here the issue comes up. The Shaykh mentions that what is a man to do if he finds a man on his wife? Normally there's feelings and emotions, and only somebody of very strong mental control and patience would be able to keep patient. The mind says to a person, if you kill him, you do so without witnesses. And this is something very difficult for a person to do, to control his anger at such a moment. A man asked Ali, should I go and get witnesses? He said, yes, I will kill him. Ali said, then we will have to kill you. So here, this closes the door. What Ali said, that he would kill the man who killed the person who was with his wife without witnesses, he said, we would kill you. And here, this actually closes the door to a lot of evil, the ruling of Ali. This is called Sad al-Dara'ya. You know, it closes the door to a lot of evil. If one were to allow a husband to kill the Zani with his wife without any witnesses, this could lead to great evil. And a man could even play a trick where he might, if he wanted to kill a man, he would bring him near his wife and then kill him and say that he found the man with his wife. So much innocent blood would be spilled. And so, in Islam, it protects life, as well as protecting sexual decency. So, if a man is tested with a situation such as this, what can he do? What is he to do? If he's quiet, if he speaks, if he kills, these are all difficult situations. I'm speaking the truth. So the man in this hadith, he said, Allah will send down a verse, or send down what will protect my back from the had. And indeed, Allah sent down the verse of the li'an, the mutual cursing. So li'an is between two spouses. If the husband saw his wife committing zina, and he must be sure about it, not doubtful, not suspicious, or if he sees her pregnant and he was absent, this is not sufficient. Now, he has to be sure that that she committed zina. But if he finds her pregnant, for example, and he was absent, and when he left, he's sure that she had her menses, and he did not have relations with her after those menses, and then she became pregnant while he was away, then this would be a reason to accuse his wife. And so with the li'an, the mutual cursing, the child will not be attributed to the father. It's a way of denying the child from the husband. And of course the scholars, they agree that the li'an should never be used in a case of doubt or suspicion simply. Rather, it must be certainty on the part of the husband. He has to see it with his eyes, hear it with his ears. This is yaqeen. Or she must be pregnant when he is sure that he was away and did not have any relation with his wife, and he left after she became pure from her menses. Abu Hanifa, he says not only is it not sufficient for her to be, he says that the pregnancy itself is not sufficient for the man to do li'an with his wife or against his wife when he's been away from her, but they should also wait until the delivery, because sometimes pregnancy might actually be a false pregnancy. It could just be blood in the womb and so on. So to make sure that it's truly a child. Again, li'an, mutual cursing, is not between two strangers. So if a strange person accuses some woman of zina, he is to be asked, where are your witnesses? If he doesn't have any witnesses, he cannot make li'an of a strange woman, because she is not required to defend herself from the accusations of a strange man, and he does not have any witnesses, so why is he minding somebody else's business? He should leave the matter alone. Allah loves covering, and this person is trying to expose, and keeping quiet will not harm you. She is a stranger. There will be no harm that comes to this strange man if another woman were to do the zina. Her ill-doing will not harm him, and the child will not be attributed to the strange man. As for the wife, her wrongdoing, if his wife had committed zina, then her wrongdoing will affect him, because if she's pregnant, that child from the zina will be attributed to the husband. So in this case, he has to speak out. There's other ways out for in the case where there a zina takes place. There is, for the wife, if she can do the khula, a wife, she can ask for have the marriage annulled if she wants to end the marriage. And the husband, he has the right of divorce. He can divorce at any time. إِنَّمَا الطَّلَاقُ لِمَنْ أَخَذَ بِالسَّاقُ. The husband has the right of divorce as well. He has the right of divorce, while the wife has the right of khula. The father or the brother or the child has no right to divorce one's wife. Only the husband, he owns that right. And the judge, if the matter is raised to him and he sees a maslaha, he can separate and divorce the husband and the wife. If the husband keeps his wife while harming her in her character or religion, Allah has given her the way out through khula. This is a way, the annulment. This is a way out. If a woman has a strong dislike of her husband, she can do the annulment. And li'an is a way out for the husband when he sees something. The Prophet ﷺ said, he told the man, bring your wife, when he accused her of zina. He did not say to the man, bring the man who you accused of doing the zina with your wife. Why not? Why did he only call for the wife? Because if the man admits, the punishment would only be applied to that man. It would not be applied to the wife. And the had, if the man denies it, which he most likely will deny that he committed zina, then there will be no punishment in any case. So he called for the wife and he called for the husband, and they stood near the minbar of the Prophet ﷺ after Asr, and they did the li'an, the mutual cursing. This took place after the Battle of Tabuk, which was very late, so it is not an abrogated ruling. They stand up in front of the judge, and he swears four times, I saw my wife, this wife of mine, committing zina. And the fifth time, the curse of Allah is on him if he's lying. Each of these four oaths are like four witnesses. Now the wife, she can prevent the had from being carried out on her when she takes four oaths by Allah that he is lying. And the fifth oath is that the anger of Allah is upon her if he is telling the truth. And in this particular hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he even sent the man to cover the mouth of the husband and tell him, wait, before you give the witness, think about it, take a moment, know that the punishment of the Akhirah is greater than the punishment of this world. He said, no, I want to continue going. The woman, he did the same thing. He sent a woman to cover her mouth and told her to take it easy and remember Allah and fear Allah, and that the punishment of this world is easier than the punishment of the next world. And she paused. And the people thought that she was going to admit the zina. Then she said, by Allah, I will not expose my people for the rest of my life. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, Allah knows that one of you two are lying. Then he said, after he separated the two, look at the baby that she gives birth to and see who he resembles. And indeed the baby resembled the zani. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, if it wasn't for the oath, it wasn't for her oath, I would have a problem with her. That is, the li'an absolved her of punishment in this world. And Allah knows best. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم والله تعالى عالم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته